Blog Talk Radio.
All right, back to the show. I don't know what's going on. Okay, this started off with
I'm just waiting for the gift.
12:1.
Me and memories of the
sorry. Remember, they go out in the field, okay? That's their job. They're filling out the paperwork all over.
Unexplainable diarrhea. Constant stomach pain. Turns out it was EPI. Exocrine pancreatic
condition. I don't like saying I'm hearing from help.
New York homeowners are getting free roofs by going solar. So now, before you ride the office crazy, give me 60 seconds and you'll see how this is all possible. For years, New York homeowners have been going solar for $0 down and saving thousands of dollars off their
everybody's doing. Who sings it? Everybody. I used it on the thing. Alexa. Yeah.
I'm Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. of yours that I didn't understand your experience of being biracial and all of the ways that that affected you specifically in your childhood. Talk to me about that a little bit.
Well, it's been a struggle for me since I was aware that there was such a situation. The only reason I was aware so early on was because it became a subject of humiliation for me as a child. We talk about in the book and the chapter Coloring Outside the Lines when I drew a picture of my family because that was the assignment, and you know, basically got traumatized by the student teachers who thought I had used the wrong crayon because I drew my father with a brown crayon. And, you know, just different experiences as a child where I brought my friend Becky to my dad's house with me. And, you know, the parents didn't know I was black. They didn't know that, you know, she was going to go to a black man's house. They don't know my mother. The girl burst into tears because she was so freaked out. And mind you, my father was a gorgeous, tall man that looked like a movie star to me. And then see that happen, it just changes your perspective. I really feel like it's been a lifelong battle, a struggle, but the truth is, and it felt so timely, and it's like, I think people are going to go, why now? Why are we doing this? It's like, now because we have the time now, but also, thank God it's now, it's so timely. And it's going to help people that are struggling with figuring out, even with my own kids, I'm reading chapters, or now they can listen to the audio book, but to certain chapters, I'm reading to them that are helping to illustrate my encounters with racism and how they can then have a greater understanding and ultimately a greater reservoir with which to deal with the situation itself. Because it's hard. And by the way, like Rocky just got bullied the other day from a white supremacist person that he felt was a friend. It's like insane. So this is the world we live in, and I think, you know, I'm glad that this came out in a timely fashion. You know, it's what it was meant to be.
Do you think you'll release the alternative album you did in the 90s?
That's available in a few places somewhere, because no one knew that it was mine and no one knew that it existed until now. But it was so much fun and it is just relaxed. Like, it was hilarious. Yeah.
Mariah, Madonna Bible said there's a long-standing internet rumor that Mariah recorded a duet with Madonna and William Orbit that was co-written with Patrick Leonard for the original soundtrack of Glitter called Angel of Fire. Is there any truth to this?
No, I have no idea what that's about.
Okay.
I never heard of it.
Really made me wonder if those kids from your childhood, they've got, I want to send them all copies of this book and make sure that they read it and they have an understanding. Do you have any knowledge of where any of those people are now, or do you have at least, you have to have a sense of, check this out, because you knew me then, and here I am now. You know, I mean, there has to be a feeling of that, right, a little bit?
Well, I mean, I think in the chapter A Girl's Best Friend, we're talking about those girls. It's a very traumatic moment that happened that I never spoke about. I didn't even really remember it until we were doing the work for the book, and like even it was like a year in or something, until I was like, oh, yeah, what about that? Incredibly traumatic moment that took place. So do I know where they are? No. Do I care? No. I already had that moment of, here I am. Let me talk about that in the book as well when I went back to that house. But we're being vague about it because I don't think people want to give it all away. And it's not a soundbite. But, I mean, the chapter itself is important. And I think anyone who wants to kind of – I played it for Monroe, my daughter. I let her hear that. And it was really sweet. She goes, Mommy, those girls, they feel so bad now. I bet they wish they could be your friend. And just like – you know, it was so insightful for a 9-year-old girl to be able to say that. You know, so if nothing else, my kids have this to learn from.
Barbie really wants this dream house, and Barbie found out about it from Rocket Home.
She did?
Well, it's a super competitive market. Everyone wants to buy the dream house.
Better offer, Betty. Cash offer.
Advanced Daily. That's 45 kinds of joint health. It targets more than beginning to become a sticky moving, so I continue to do things I love. Go free.
Hi, Dream. I'm working really hard at getting my summer glow on. All right, little sneaker. Yeah, I want. Oh my God, somebody got a bag. Oh, you better believe it.
Oh boy. Sorry. Whatever you want, get to the house and help. Oh, I got a mom. Don't have faith, don't have. And you're going
to. I know you're playing. Don't include me. Still, here we are. Both of us lonely, longing for shelter for all that we see. Why should we worry? Someone will care for us. Look at the stars. So far away, we got. Who needs tomorrow? We've got the night. Why don't you stay? It's possible. I've been so all of my hopes fading away. No, I'll keep searching, even after the day. So that it is just off and on. And you love me. What do you say? You got to. You got the night, babe. Why don't you stay? Let's make it last.
Attention passengers, as a reminder, during your flight, you will have Wi-Fi available for an extra fee.
I didn't budget for that.
So we'll download.
And to those traveling abroad, it could...
Sorry, Chris, you're right.
Thank you.
That's why I use my Freedom Unlimited card every time I get gas.
Little crack on Pop 3.
Earn big with Chase Freedom Unlimited. How do you catch that? Chase, make more with yours.
Andrea and I had the great pleasure of working with this next lady.
They are singers.
Boom. Again, boom. And
I don't know what I'm talking about. Who are you?
The mail never came. Mail never came. Thank you. And sometimes we get that. Close the doors when to go out. Is it raining? Yeah. Any what, guys? Kimberly.
I'm
Hey, boy, he's born. Come on, my fine race, let things even. Drinking champagne. Thank you. How far is for? What do you think about that energy, Ma? What do you think about that energy? And it's good. You may have to see, but you don't run out of them. You always got it. Are you going to change things there?
Did you help me for 3 years and 4 years?
What did you say about it?
Lord.
After a new law, camp missions for commercial workers, for those who live at the base and were exposed to contaminated tap water, are eligible to claim compensation. If you'd like to learn more about tap water attorneys based on how to help you and your family get compensation, click the link below. Thank you.
This is the one when I was at a point of doing this.
Thank you.
What about Blue Boys? What time? Let's order baked beans. Let's order baked beans.
I don't even have regular guys who say that you invite people over.
I'm gonna call her back in a little while.
Call her back today. We have an appointment. Period. We will be here. And if you have to see her, you'll see her on Wednesday. That's all. You're going down here to take a walk over the way. See that, and then we'll meet you.
I thought I would meet me yesterday to do that.
All
right,
so then that's it.
Then you raised me to have fun here. Yeah.
Working in the area,
you was on the fucking phone.
Again, I was not on the phone.
Yes,
you
was.
So then I was gotten off the phone.
You didn't say nothing. You heard me talking to her.
Anything they gotta say, they say over the phone. They don't need to come here.
I gotta sign a paper.
So you go here and sign the paper.
I don't know that.
Or
I don't know.
Sign the paper.
Thank you.